This is TWiT.
Oh, wow. Thanks for the traffic alert. I better get going.
Now that is a smartphone.
That they shouldn't put words in Siri's mouth. That's just mean. Just mean.
So, I think I was actually pretty fair-handed about this ad when I wrote about it. The Siri responses were canned. Although, to be fair, I asked these questions to Siri on my own phone.
It can't do that. No, it can't do that. Yeah.
But you know what? Siri's optimized for certain things. And so Siri works really well for whatever things that Apple did. And obviously, they improve it over time.
Yeah.
You know, Microsoft did the same kind of optimizations for Cortana. And Cortana responds really well to certain things and then, you know, has no idea depending on what you're asking.
Yeah, you can make this ad in both directions just depending on
what you're asking. That's exactly how I look at it. Yeah. That said, I mean, I think it's important for them to advertise.
Oh, sure. I don't know if people even know Windows Phone can do that. I mean, I think that that's a new feature. And
the other thing that's it's subtle, and I don't think most people would have caught this, but, you know, obviously an iPhone 5S is a high-end smartphone. It costs, you know, $650 unlocked, whatever. The phone that they use in that ad is a Lumia 635. You can buy that for $99 right now. Wow. No contract.
Wow.
It's a really low-end phone. Cortana works just fine. It doesn't require high-end features or anything like that. And, you know, as with the 520 last year, the price of that thing is going to go down dramatically. I would expect by Christmas you'll be able to pick one of those things up for $39 or something. So I almost wish they'd highlighted that aspect of it. You know, that they could have asked a question about how much the phone cost or something, and Siri could have babbled out her answer, because that, to me, is the bigger...
Wouldn't that be good? Yeah.
The bigger deal, yeah. Right? Because that one's a little less defensible on the Apple side. I think the voice control stuff, you know, first of all, let's be fair, Apple did get there first, although I know someone's going to write me now and talk to me about the Windows Mobile stuff, but, you know, mainstream usage, you know, if a tree falls and no one hears it, it doesn't really matter. You know, people are actually using Siri, so... It's out there in the world. It's a big deal. That's why Microsoft is targeting it in an ad. But, you know, whatever. I mean, it's an ad, you know. So it's a little one-sided, obviously.
Yeah. What else? We've covered...
There's all kinds of stuff. A1 update one is huge. Like, there's more Cortana stuff. There's Cortana alpha availability in Canada, India, and Australia. And that's... UK or US English only, which is why it's alpha. Windows Phone is going to support smart covers, like you see on the Android side, where applications on the phone can integrate with a cover and run little mini, you know, front ends to apps and so forth. I think that's a big deal. Support for new screen resolutions and sizes. Oddly enough, nothing above 1080p, which is a little odd, but support for 7-inch screens. So today the upper end is 6 inches, which is what the 1520 is. 7 inches is, that's mini tablet category, isn't it? So I think by the holidays, we're going to see possibly, you know, like a phoneless Windows Phone device of some kind on a 7-inch screen. I've said
Wait
this
a minute.
Before in the
like,
past.
You mean like an iPod Touch kind of? A phoneless?
Yeah, like I guess I would call it like an iPad mini.
A mini tablet. Know. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously today those devices are running Windows 8, full-blown Windows 8.
Or RT, if that exists
nobody
anymore.
Uses.
Right.
But I think we can all, I don't know, we can all agree, but most of us would agree that Windows Phone would be a much more suitable choice for such a device. It has an amazing games catalog. It's got all those great Nokia apps.
Why would not? What do you need RT for, really?
Yep. Yeah, so I hope to see that, and I was very interested to see the 7-inch screen thing. They're going to have live folders, which work just like folders in iOS or Android, if you're familiar with how that stuff works. You know, you drag an icon onto another icon, it opens up, you give it a name, you know, you can have photography and productivity and whatever you want to do in there. The only difference is that these are live tiles, and so you can resize the folder tile as you can with any tile, and it's live. And so if you have live tiles inside of it and they're giving you notifications, those notifications will come through the live tile of the folder. And so it's kind of a same thing as before, you know, that other people do, but with that cute, you know, kind of Windows 8 touch on top of it.